On the Doug Steffen Good Day program, have Heather Bachman, Rich McFadden, Roberta Fasanelli, and oh yes, Jennifer Horn, who's their sweetheart of Sigma Chi. What fraternity do you belong to? What sorority do you belong to, Jennifer?
Believe it or not, Doug, I was a commuter student. I was not a not a sorority girl.
Really?
Although I always do like to say Delta, 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 can I help you, help you, help you? It's my favorite. And I mean it.
Yes, I'm Delta. Not surprised at all. All right, so Heather, did you have any connections to sororities when you were...
But I was a Sigma sweetheart.
Really?
Ooh. I was.
The sweetheart of Sigma Chi, is that how the song goes?
It was basically my function was to make sure everybody went to the parties and had fun at them.
Oh.
I was great at that.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah. I thought there was another thing attached to
that. How did you make sure that they had fun at them?
I made sure that everybody was happy, Rich.
Yeah.
Everybody.
I spread the love.
I bet you did.
All right, what about you, Roberta?
No way, Jose.
No way, what? You weren't a member of any...
You never belonged to a sorority.
None of them would have you, or what was the deal?
Could you see me in a sorority? I mean, honestly, could you see me in a sorority?
Okay. Yeah. Pass on that one. Richie, did you belong to a sorority?
Oh, I didn't belong. But yeah,
fraternity,
I had connections to many sororities.
Fraternized with the sorority.
Yes. Uh-huh. Fraternization. Some of the best memories that people have of college are in those circumstances, and they really have nothing to do with college. Mm-hmm. Or that people think social maturation, when you get to that age, you're supposed to be. So is there an equivalent in any other? Could you do something beside go to college? And in those years, make friends the way you do? Is there something for those who go right to work or go into the service or something
Facebook.
Like that? Using Facebook. I suppose now it is. Yeah, what's the need of do you need sororities and fraternities anymore? Because Facebook.
Yeah,
that's a pretty interesting
it's
point.
Still in person, though. Facebook is more online.
Right.
You know, I went to school because I did, like, the nine-year plan for college. So
right.
I was a working adult while I was going to school.
Me too.
And, you know, I think the equivalent for me was getting involved in a couple of trade organizations like Women in Cable and Telecommunications, which I eventually became president of. That was my sorority, I think. You know, so maybe trade organizations are the equivalent? No?
Yeah.
Hmm. I mean, going to the Talkers, the talk radio convention for you, Doug, is kind of like a fraternity.
Yeah,
I mean,
it is.
You go
a
couple times a year and you see this, you know, same old people, hang out with them.
Right. There was a great...
Swallow goldfish.
I don't know if this is too inside or not. Richie...
Hazing.
There's a... We have a colleague named Tom Likas, who's been a radio broadcaster for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And he's been in it pretty much almost as long as I have been. And he started doing an online program and reportedly has 400,000 listeners on this online program. He was on the radio in many communities around the country... most recently, Los Angeles, and he was fired, but they had to pay out his contract, which was over 3 years, so he couldn't go back on the air. So now he's doing his daily 3-hour program on the internet and has podcasts and stuff. And only because I'm paying attention, this is how I have gotten engaged in Facebook. I'm not really a Facebook sort, but I follow it just enough to be dangerous so that I sound like I'm talking about it. But he put me in, there's a special group about 150 people who are followers or people who do what he does. And so he was teasing, there was an article that showed up about something that was inside the business. You know, we all have these, and we all exaggerate our numbers a little bit. And so somebody was taking him to task for saying that he had 400 and whatever thousand number of people that were listening to his program. And so it became sort of a peeing contest back and forth. You know how those things work?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's we would never get ourselves involved in that
never.
Sort of thing. No. Never,
because
it would, be way beneath us. So anyway, he's taking a shot at Geraldo Rivera. Now, many of you know, we know Geraldo from television. He's now doing a daily radio program, and it's doing stinko on the two stations that it's on. I mean, really awful. So they've decided, the company that's the you know, the head of these of this company says, let's syndicate this show and put it everywhere. And so all of the trade media, the talk trade media, wild about Geraldo Rivera going national. And so Tom says, he takes the quote, the success of the show on the two stages is a clear indication that there is room in radio for is not associated with a particular ideology. And Tom says, do you guys ever question objectively false claims or abject false claims such as this one? Or do you just publish anything anybody says without comment? Good, because I want to tell you, your readers, that I have 187 million listeners. Thanks. So my response on his Facebook page was, I beat you, I got 194 million. Anyway, it's just silly. That's my fraternity. You asked the question, and that sort of is the answer. We have a fraternity. It's a very small group. There are only about 200 of us who do this for a living. And I suppose, I mean, it's not like the presidential club or the members of the senatorial club. It's a pretty exclusive club, but it isn't. It's a pretty exclusive group, actually. And then you look at some of the members of the group, and then you think, "How do I want to be a part? Do I want to be a part of this group?" Well, what's the old expression? Do I want to be a part of any group that would have me as a member?
Right.
That's the other.
Right.
Right.
Who said that? Mark Twain, I think.
I think it may have been Mark Twain. You know who says important things? Dr. Pam Popper, who's going to join us in a moment to discuss the men's health list of health tips that apparently are not particularly accurate, nor are they of much value. So health tips in general, where you get them, are in the scrutiny focus. Dr. Pam joins us in a moment here on Good Day.
Hey, honey.
Hi, Dad.
What you drawing?
It's our house. That's you.
Oh.
Me.
Huh?
Mom and Josh.
Wow.
Playing ball.
You are becoming quite the artist.
When you're a kid, you don't know that home ownership builds communities. That owning a home contributes to higher self-esteem and better test scores. You just know that home is where you play, grow, and learn. The National Association of Realtors wants you to know that home ownership matters to our families, our neighborhoods, and our country. Learn more at houselogic.com/homeownership.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, Move Free, Move Free Ultra.
This is Dan Tullis, and I just called
Joel Clark,
one of Select Quote Insurance Services' term life agents.
Hi, Mr. Tullis.
Joel, how does Select Quote save you money on term life insurance?
Well, buying term life insurance is all about choosing the right company. Let's say you take antidepressants or you smoke. All insurance companies are going to price that differently. We'll impartially shop all the companies we represent to find you the best price.
Can you give me an example?
Sure. I just got a man, 40 years old, who takes blood pressure medication, a $500,000 policy with a highly rated insurance company. His price, $21 a month.
Call 1-800-914-2995 and see how affordable term life insurance can be. That's 1-800-914-2995. 1-800-914-2995. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issuing company and other factors. Not available in all states.
In this part of the Good Day program, we spend time talking about your health and well-being. And I can think of no one better to discuss some of these issues than Dr. Pam Popper, the Wellness Forum in Columbus. A lot of discussion, Pam, about a men's health magazine list of health tips. And about all the magazines, whether they be aimed at men or women, with these ad nauseum lists of tips that really, when you look at them, it's the same stuff over and over and over again. I suppose on the positive side, you look at, well, it's reinforcing what we all ought to know. On the other side, how does it really help if they keep with the same thing over and over and over again?
Well, you bring up an interesting point, which is, does any of this stuff do any good? There are actually two issues. One is that so much of the stuff that they put in these lists is wrong. I see that all the time. The other thing is, does anybody listen? And By way of example, I read an article in a journal over the weekend that said that in spite of all the efforts and all of the attention that has been paid to the childhood obesity issue, that kids are actually gaining instead of losing weight, and the ranks of the obese kids are growing instead of decreasing. And so I don't think this stuff does any good. And I think one of the reasons is so much of the advice is bad. And it's also very piecemeal. You know, eat more blueberries, eat less of this. And that kind of dietary change doesn't really affect health at all.
So then what do you advise people who would come to you and ask you for, okay, what should I eat? How much should I exercise? Is there one place to go that sort of is a catch-all for good, legitimate information?
Well, I'm a little partial to the Wellness Forum.
Of course you are. Do you have a mail?
We're not the only ones.
Yeah.
What I tell people is this. If you're going to get good advice, you've got to get out of trying to get that advice from places where we know there's a conflict of interest. I mean, I don't think there are very many people that don't know right now that there are huge conflicts of interest in medicine, and that advertisers influence the content in magazines, and that you have to get the people who are not influenced by that type of thing. Now, we don't take money from anybody, the Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine, Dr. John McDougall. I mean, we just keep our hands clean of that. So you may not like the advice that I give you, but you can't say that it's bought and paid for. And I think that's the key. We even instruct our members when they speak with their doctors to ask questions about the drug companies. You know, do you let drug reps come in here and bring lunch? And do you enroll people in clinical trials? Because drug companies pay for that, by the way. It doesn't mean that you're not going to go to that doctor, but you sure do want to know about that when you take into consideration what he or she might be telling you to do.
You make a very interesting point. The number of people that come in, most every business. I was in a liquor store the other day, and there were reps from some distributor of various liquors that were in there trying to get this guy, the manager, to buy this kind of wine and that kind of vodka and whatever else. I was listening to it. And then, as you've just said, whether it's that business or whether you're in the medical field, the reps for, you think Ken Kronhaus, who's the medical advisor on the Good Day program, or Jack Stockwell, doesn't get called on by people that represent different vitamin houses or different tools that are used in the trade? And
yeah,
that's how it works. They get called on to buy stuff.
Well, and the problem is, in a medical office, you know, I don't really have any problem with commerce. That's not the issue. And when you're out,
but they influence, if you do business with them, they influence sort of the treatment that you give.
Well, yes, but one of the things that makes it so insidious in the medical office is the fact that it's not out there. In other words, if you walked into your doctor's office and there's a big sign that says "We carry Pfizer," you know, like when you're going into some other commercial establishment, and the doctor was selling the drug to you, and you knew that this commercial relationship was going on, that would be one thing. It wouldn't necessarily make it right, but at least you'd know about it. This issue of I don't think the average person that gets enrolled in a clinical trial knows there's a monetary prize on his or her head.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that the average person really understands how insidious the relationship is with the drug companies, that they start buying textbooks for medical students, and the drug companies sponsor chairs, professorships.
If you have a chair that's the Pfizer chair on drug understanding, whatever it may be, they're going to teach you nothing but what Pfizer wants you to know.
Right, exactly.
That's it.
But the average medical patient walking in doesn't know about that.
No, so that's a good thing that you pointed out, Pam. That's why you're here. Help us understand things. Check out Pam Popper's website, thewellnessforum.com. It's wellnessforum, actually, .com. 21 after on Good Day.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Gardener.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Birthday time on Good Day, Monday, the 25th of June. You decided, did you like Eddie Floyd?
You know what? I love this song. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry, Rich. I thought this was a program for the audience.
It is. So I figured that if I love it, somebody else must love it.
Perfect. Eddie Floyd is 75 today. And that's pretty much all that she wrote. It's a big song for him. He's 75. Got it. All right.
Hey, it's a good song for the weather today.
Carly Simon in Winter State 1945 won in it. A couple of different awards. New Artist Award, Grammy Award, Anticipation, You're So Vain, Mockingbird.
Teeth Like a Horse Award.
Nobody Does It Better, You Belong to Me, Coming Around Again. She's written some children's books, too, didn't she? Don't I remember that about her? Jennifer, do you remember Carly Simon's children's books?
I remember Carly Simon. I don't know if she had children's books, though. It sounds like something she might do.
Uh-huh. Oh. All right, so anyway.
Let's do a little searcheroo.
What did you think? What did you start to say, Roberta?
I said, I don't think she wrote children's books, did she?
I think she did, yeah.
I think this is of the utmost importance that we find out whether Carly Simon wrote books or not.
Alan Lanier, keyboardist with Blue Oyster Cult. I like this sound. Don't Fear the Reaper, a big song. Number of LPs. Well known, I don't know if you pardon the pun, but this is sort of a cult group in a manner of speaking. You think?
She did write a kid's book, by the way.
She did?
Mm-hmm. And she wrote a whole bunch of books. Yeah, it looks like.
That's 2 points for the host.
Yeah,
all
good
right.
Work.
Next, gee, thanks. Ian McDonald's birthday is today. Keyboardist for Foreigner. Feels Like the First Time. Cold as Ice. Long, Long Way from Home, Double Vision, Hot Blooded, Blue Morning, Blue Day, all stuff from Foreigner. A pretty substantial band. I don't think they're still performing, though, Richie, are they?
They were out
this
a few
guy's
years
around.
Ago. Yeah, Lou Gramm and the guys.
Yeah. We're doing birthdays of singers because we like to mix a little music in your ear. Here's Tim Finn. One of the members of Split Enz.
Good stuff.
See, Roberta should know about
great
that.
Stuff. I have those.
Jennifer, you got some Split Enz.
Oh, yeah.
Roberta, you got Split Enz?
Absolutely.
Heather, you got Split Enz?
I condition.
You condition? How does a hair as small as it is split? I never could understand that.
It dries out.
Yeah,
really?
It dries at the end.
Do you have Split Enz, Richie?
No.
I think it's a girl thing, because we put heat and dye in our hair, and it causes it.
Yeah. All right, so that takes care of Mr. Finn. David Pace, should we decide that's how he pronounces his name?
Sounds good to me.
keyboardist with group Toto, Hold the Line, Make Believe. Remember Rosanna in Africa?
Yep.
Good song. Born in the state 1954. So happy birthday to him on his 58th birthday. George Michael of Wham fame. That's not his real name, though, is it? No.
No. All I know is that he was a crush of mine when I was a young child. I was very crushed myself when I found out that he would never be interested in me.
Yes. He's a fellow originally from Greece. Real name, birth name is Yorgos Panayiotis.
No.
Yep. Born in the state 1963. Guess that didn't fit too well on a label. Right? Yorgos Panayiotis or whatever. So, George Michael it is. Look out for him, though, if you're walking around any of the parks in London.
Yep.
Is that overdone? You think is that overplayed? He's only found
but it's still
a couple
fun.
Times.
Yes.
Michael Kroger, bass player with Nickelback. What do we know about this group, Richie?
Nickelback is a it's kind of like a 2000s hard rock band.
Yeah. Hard rock
Christian band, aren't they?
I love Nickelback. I don't know if they're
kind of alternative. I love you, Jesus. 28 after the hour.
This is Dan Tullis, and I just called
Joel Clark,
one of Select Quote Insurance Services' term life agents.
Hi, Mr. Tullis.
Joel, how does Select Quote save you money on term life insurance?
Well, buying term life insurance is all about choosing the right company. Let's say you take antidepressants or you smoke. All insurance companies are going to price that differently. We'll impartially shop all the companies we represent to find you the best price.
Can you give me an example?
Sure. I just got a man, 40 years old, who takes blood pressure medication, a $500,000 policy with a highly rated insurance company. His price, $21 a month.
Call 1-800-914-2995 and see how affordable term life insurance can be. That's 1-800-914-2995. 1-800-914-2995. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issuing company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Are you struggling each month to make ends meet? Could an extra $1,000 help you out today? Would restructuring your credit card debt into a lower, more manageable payment make life easier? Well, there is hope. A national consumer advocacy network comprised of lenders and professional credit advisors is ready to help you. Just text the word FREE to 20300 for instant information on programs that can help you. Text the word FREE to 20300 right now. Message and data rates may apply.
Hey, dog, where's your owner?
Watching Netflix.
Yeah?
He can instantly watch as many TV episodes and movies as he wants online.
Well, I know what you did on my lawn, and it's not funny.
It is the kids.
Well, what are their parents supposed to laugh at?
The sophisticated jokes. You know, like, that dog chasing his tail reminds me of politicians.
Instantly watch as many TV episodes and movies as your family wants on all kinds of devices for only $8 a month with Netflix. Start your free trial.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Attention business owners and individuals who owe the IRS. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? You need aggressive representation. Call Certified Tax now and speak to one of our tax attorneys, enrolled agents, or tax professionals who specialize in tax liens, back taxes, tax debt, wage garnishment, and collections. We won't waste your time. Instead, we'll be on the phone with the IRS within 30 minutes of you becoming a client. And you can become a client right now. We've settled millions of dollars in tax issues for a fraction of the cost. Find the peace of mind knowing the IRS will not be knocking at your door. Protect your home, business, and family today. We know the tax laws, and we act fast. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. 1-800-685-9751. Remember, we'll be on the phone with the IRS within 30 minutes of you becoming a client. That's guaranteed. Call Certified Tax at 800-685-9751. That's 800-685-9751. Again, 800-685-9751.
You may snicker when you hear this message, but you won't laugh after you experience the best-kept health secret ever, camel milk. Camel milk is loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk. Camel milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and camel milk is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, and 10 times higher in iron. And camel milk contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking camel milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel milk is easily digested by those who are lactose and beta casein intolerant and comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under Products and Pricing for the Spring Special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com, CamelMilkForSale.com.
Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Roberta Fasanelli, Rich McFadden, Heather Bachman. Look! Up in the sky! It's a bird!
It's a plane!
It's a plane! You know, the announcer's way of doing this, Rich, is probably much better than mine. It's Superman. I always get goosebumps, even when I think about the way to get into the old Superman on television with George Reeves, which is something that I grew up with, frankly, grew up around. And now a fellow named Larry Tye, who's a New York Times bestselling author, has taken the story of Superman and sort of put it into, whether it's a easier consumer focus. Larry, welcome to Good Day.
Great to be with you.
So why your fascination? Are you, maybe you and I are about the same age, so we grew up with that fellow who said, look, up in the sky. Do you remember that as a kid?
I do, and I got into it for two reasons. The serious reason was because I was intrigued by why we embrace the heroes that we do, and I decided the best way to understand that was to look at the longest-lasting hero of the last century and thought maybe Superman would tell us something not just about him, but about us. But the real reason I wrote the book was because I wanted to be 10 years old again, and Superman made me feel that way.
So then, looking at the way it's been demonstrated from the comic era to television to the movies, have we paid homage and done justice to this Man of Steel, and therefore have we done what you've suggested, and that is bring ourselves back to a time in our lives when maybe we felt better than we do now?
I think that every time we've been feeling bad over the last 74 years that Superman's been around, he's helped us both feel better about ourselves and give us a sense that maybe there is justice out there somehow. And I think that today we may need Superman more than ever, with the economic problems that never seem to go away, with our foreign entanglements which never seem to go away. Superman first came to us when we were in the middle of the Great Depression and on the eve of World War II, and he's helped the country feel better about itself, and I'm hoping he can do the same thing today.
Larry, you talk about the difference between the superheroes and how Superman is kind of a more pure superhero than maybe Batman or Spider-Man. Tell us about that.
Sure. I think that Batman, we all know, is the Dark Knight, and he started... His whole origin story had to do with revenge for the death of his parents, and he always remained a dark character. Spider-Man, the other great superhero, is a fraught character. He grew up in anxiety, and he sort of has a sense of angst. I think we've got plenty of darkness and angst in the world today, and Superman, to some people, is a Dudley Do-Right kind of character. To me, he's this vision of light that inspires us not just because of what he can do, but for what he makes us believe that we can do.
But he didn't start out that way, did he?
Well, he actually started out in a strange way. Jerry Siegel, this young boy in Cleveland, Ohio, who first dreamed him up, came up with a character that he called The Super-Man. And it was a dark character who wanted to take over the world. Jerry had something traumatic happen in his own life. His dad died during a robbery at his store, and suddenly this kid was bereft. He had lost his dad and his hero. And one night he went to bed with a pencil and a paper, and over the course of that night, as he told the story in an undisclosed, in an unpublished memoir that I came across, he decided this character should drop the, drop the hyphen, and drop the dark act, and really be a figure of light. And in the first drawing ever done of this Superman, it was not coincidental that he was saving a guy who was being held up by a robber, and that guy looked a whole lot like Jerry Siegel's dad.
Mm. The guy who's being robbed. What did the Man of Steel look like?
The Man of Steel looked like the way that Jerry's buddy down the street named Joe Shuster, another teenage kid, conceived of him.
Mm-hmm.
He was in those days a really sort of rudimentary, almost stick-like figure, but he had this fundamental sense of elegance and sense of power. And what he really looked like is the hero that you and I dream not just would exist out there in the world, but that if people could really see inside of us, they would see that we weren't Clark Kent, that we were a superhero.
You know, I'm looking in the index because I've lost a name that I bet you have come across because you have some Boston roots as well. The fellow who played the original posters ran a couple of gyms in Boston.
And he was named Mayo.
Mayo Khan, thank you.
Exactly. And yeah. He was actually, unfortunately, a bit of a fraud. He said that he was the model for the original Superman.
Yeah.
And the real model for Superman was the mirror that Joe Siegel looked into, as he described it, when he was imagining what this character could look like. So he was not just the model for Clark, but, as I say, he thought that within him, if people were only smart enough to see beyond his glasses and the fact he was a little too short and too thin, that they would see that there was a Superman in there.
Talk about that when it was Joel Siegel, right?
Jerry Siegel.
Yeah. When he was a boy and how he kind of had a hard time and created this Superman to kind of, I don't know, an alter ego maybe?
It was. Every day when Jerry would go out on the playground, as he described in this unpublished memoir, kids would tease him, and they'd yell, "Siegel, Siegel, birds of an eagle." And he would wish that he could fly away so that the girls wouldn't watch him being taunted, and so he wouldn't have to endure what today we would be calling bullying. And that was where escaping to a fantasy and actually creating a character who could, starting out, jump really high and eventually fly away, it was what we all dreamed. What better powers could we have than the ability to see through buildings, to hear things going on miles away, and coolest on all of our campuses, the actual power to fly?
Now, the X-ray vision, tell us how that came about.
Well, there are two theories on the X-ray vision. One is just that it was simply an extension of normal powers and that this was something natural for him to dream up. My favorite theory, which I've got no proof at all for, was that Joe Shuster, who was drawing Superman, wore glasses that were as thick as Coke bottles and eventually became essentially blind. And I think that he understood just how powerful sight was because he didn't have good sight, and that he thought, wouldn't that be cool?
Yeah, what an interesting anecdote. We're talking to Larry Tye, who has written the sort of defining overview of Superman from the cultural aspect, how this idea that was in these kids' minds became an important part of Americana. You talk about Batman. I'm going to go back to another character who seemed real, but on television at the same time as the Superman series. George Reeves was the way I perceived Superman to be. And I think I still do, kind of. I understood, you know, that there are other people, and you saw the movies with Christopher Reeve. But for me, George Reeves was Superman. And
so for each of us, I think the first Superman we encountered was the one we fell in love with. And when we close our eyes, you and I grew up at the same time, and we both see George Reeves.
Right. Yeah. And I also see, I have met and talked to both Noel Neal and Jack Larson, who are both still alive. Noel, not very well, unfortunately, but she wrote something that I thought was interesting about this book. Did you go meet both of them, both Jack Larson and Noel Neal?
Yeah, and can I tell you a really quick story? 2 weeks ago, when the book debuted, I was in a crazy place called Metropolis, Illinois, which is calls itself Superman's official home. Little town, 3,500, doesn't look anything like what we think of as Metropolis. And I was doing a book talk, and the large auditorium was a third full. And suddenly, this guy walks in with an ancient woman on his arm, a woman named Noel Neal. And she was looking incredibly frail. Within 5 minutes, that auditorium was standing room. People were texting. People were using their cell phone. And Noel Neal, when all these people came in, lit up. She's the first lady of Metropolis, Illinois. There's a statue in her name. And she posed for pictures with anybody who wanted in the audience. And it was brilliant because Lois in Noel and Jack, who is my buddy out in L.A. and is alive and doing very well, are both there. They both felt they were stereotyped by that role, but in later life they came to appreciate that this is a wonderful role that they played, and Noel, more than anybody, understood just how brilliant it was being a role model for all these young girls across America as one of the few role models they had of a strong professional and a kick-ass reporter named Lois Lane.
And Jack Larson as well. How many of us remember Superman and Lois Lane being on those little Nash Rambler convertibles? But going to other heroes at the time, I was thinking about the Lone Ranger more because of the way it was written and the way people actually who wrote the Lone Ranger figured in the script. And I was sort of thinking about that as you talked about the role that the two guys who put this together, the comic book, had in the origins of this as well.
So you asked before sort of the contrast between Superman and some of these other heroes, and I think the Lone Ranger is a great point. One of the brilliant things about Superman, as opposed to Batman, Spider-Man, and the Lone Ranger, is he didn't need to cover his face. In fact, Jerry and Joe wanted you to see who this guy was. He wasn't covering up anything. But also, as distinct from Superman and Batman, Superman was really the character, and the disguise was Clark Kent. Unlike the Bruce Wayne and Peter Parker, who put on a disguise to make themselves a superhero. And what I think that meant was that Superman wanted us to see again, or Jerry and Joe did, that this guy was the real thing, but he was looking to try to be more like us as humans when he came to Earth, so he disguised himself as his character Clark Kent. But nothing to hide here. This was a guy who was righteous and didn't need to pretend.
Yeah, it's interesting. I'm sorry, Richie, go ahead.
Well, I would just get two more things I want to, before we run out of time, Doug. Talk about Superman's Jewish roots.
So we all know that Superman's creators, Jerry and Joe, were Jewish. But But they gave us a character who I think was Jewish himself. And some of the hints of that were, when he came from Krypton, his Kryptonian name was Kal-El, which in Hebrew means a vessel of God. He was the perfect Exodus Moses story. Parents trying to save their child by floating him out in space, adopted by two Gentiles named John and Martha Kent, who raise this kid and realize he's extraordinary. But with all the evidence, to me, in a way, the most convincing is that anybody whose name ends in the word man, M-A-N, is either a superhero or a Jew.
Superman.
Superman, exactly. You got
it. All right, and then Jerry and Joel ended up selling the rights to Superman at a very young age. Tell us what happened with that.
Well, I call it the original sin of comic books. They sold the rights to a character. These are two guys desperate to have it published. And in order to do that, they sold the rights for $130 for a character who would, over the years, billions. And that meant not just that first article for the comic book, but the rights in perpetuity. And while they made a lot of money working for DC Comics, for the rest of their lives, they would felt like they had been ripped off from a character who ought to have been theirs.
They were.
And the people that they sold it to, they were in the porn business.
They were absolutely in the porn business. And today we have, as the legacy of that, a lawsuit that is soon to be decided in California, where Jerry and Joe's heirs are suing DC Comics parent company Time Warner, and they could end up walking away with tens of millions of dollars.
It's amazing. It really is kind of amazing when you get right down to it.
Fascinating.
How all of this stuff came to be. And I feel good because I've been connected to this. It happens that a very close friend of mine was a neighbor in Santa Monica, and she lived around the corner from me, in fact. Until she just moved out of this place with this young fellow you were talking about a few months ago. But
yes,
it's just really interesting to see how we became fat. It did define a generation in many ways. And the Salkins, when they came into it, we all have personification stories. I owned a little house in Venice, and the people who bought it from me when I sold it were the Salkins for their daughter.
They were extraordinary. The Salkins gave us the four Superman movies with Chris Reeve,
yep.
And Alex Salkin, the father, may have been the only person on the planet when his son Elia told him about doing a movie with Superman, clue who Superman was.
I know. Yeah, there's something. There's a great story. Listen, there are a lot of great stories in this book.
There's so much more.
It's Larry Tye, who has written Superman that we've been speaking to in the last few minutes on Good Day. Larry, we're going to post this up as a podcast at DougStephan.com. Good to have your conversation. It's interesting. It's actually a great read. Superman, the story, the high-flying history of America's most enduring hero. Larry, best of luck with it. Thanks for being
here. Thank you very much.
Yep, 11 before the hour on Good Day.
And now Geico presents 30 Seconds with Maxwell the Pig.
Maxwell, you're on.
Cool. And so you just want me to read the script? You don't want me to do the wee thing? Okay. Today, I'm going to talk about the new Geico mobile app and how you can manage your policy and get your ID card and customize it with your favorite Geico character. But I'm not yelling wee or anything because they don't want me to, right?
Correct.
Okay. Just saying it's my thing.
Everything you love about Geico, now mobile. Download the new Geico app today.
This is news from Green Builder Media. I'm technology and environmental reporter Brett Larson. Think sustainability doesn't start at home, and you haven't visited the new Vision House and Innoventions exhibit presented by Green Builder Media at Disney's Epcot in Orlando, Florida. Some of the green technology featured and available for your home right now are Nexia Home Intelligence from industry leaders Trane and Schlage. It enables consumers to remotely manage their home's features from door locks and video surveillance to lights and heating and cooling via any web-enabled computer and most smartphones. Boral's smog-eating roof tiles sound sci-fi, but it's a revolutionary product that could make a real difference in reducing smog. Studies show that in 1 year, 2,000 square feet of new smog-eating roof tiles destroys the same amount of nitrogen oxide as a car produces in 10,800 miles. Hanwha's Solar Extra Solar Modules deliver the perfect mix of performance, reliability, and attractive design. These solar modules add visual appeal to your home while generating green, clean energy for your family. They will reliably produce solar energy for the next 25 years and beyond. Panasonic's Whisper Grain ventilation fans feature advanced SmartFlow technology, which delivers performance despite the amount of resistance. 821% more energy efficient than ENERGY STAR guidelines, Whisper Grain provides the ideal solution to comply with green building codes. A green kitchen and hardwood flooring are becoming a priority for many homeowners. Armstrong Origins cabinets are low in VOCs, and Armstrong's hardwood floors are not only beautiful, but a renewable resource that's durable and long-lasting. For more information, visit greenbuildermedia.com.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com. Civilian Emergency Dispatch System. Peace through preparedness.
Simon's birthday today. She's 67. And as a result of that, as we begin Movie Moments with movie music, Carly Simon does the theme from The Spy Who Loved Me, James Bond movie. The song is Nobody Does It Better.
Hey, did you know she writes children's books?
I didn't. Thank you, Jennifer, for figuring that out. Very nicely done. So at 54 past the hour, Chuck Curry, our movie man, is here to give us the box office totals from the weekend, tell us about the movies that he's seen. And we're going to take an excerpt, actually three of them, from a popular movie in the 80s. This is one of the most wonderful feel-good movies that I can remember, Chuck Curry.
You know, can I interject real quickly?
Yeah.
You know, speaking of the 80s, on Saturday night, I did a revival of the 1985 movie, The Goonies.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and I tell you, about 40 people showed up, including me, my wife, and my daughter, and it was a great time. That movie in a theater setting really holds up, and I think it's a classic. It was
a cult
really
following. How do you choose the movies you want to bring back?
Well, I have a list in my head. I sort of diversify because the theater skews demographically a little bit older because it's sort of an art house crowd, but I'm trying to bring a younger demographic. So I pick different, like I'll go from The Goonies, then we're going to go to Close Encounters of the Third Kind in July, then I'm going to do Singing in the Rain a week later, then I'm going to do The Omega Man with Charlton Heston, and then I'm going to do To Kill a Mockingbird with Gregory Peck. So I sort of like go from one movie that might attract a younger crowd, and then one that attracts more of a mature audience.
Makes good sense. Well, this This movie attracted a mature audience, but I think it's good for all ages. Here's the first clue in today's movie quiz.
Oh, by golly, if our new neighbor's going to do that, I don't feel a bit bad about sneaking in their swimming pool while they're gone.
800-510-8255, one of the most enduring character actors around. Everybody got his voice?
Yeah.
What year, Doug?
1985, Chucker.
1985, okay.
Yep, all right, do the next clip, Richie.
The way nature's been treating us, I don't mind cheating her a little.
Yeah, that should give it away.
Yeah.
800-510-8255. You know what the movie is? You best get in line early. Queue up. If you have the right answer, give you a swell prize. If you haven't won before in movie moments, here's your last chance.
When we get where we're going, we'll never be sick, we won't get any older, and we won't ever die.
One of Ron Howard's greats.
Oh, yeah. And the other people who were in it, the three men who played the leads were super, and then there was the fourth male lead who was the visitor from...
Right? From wherever, right?
Yeah, right, exactly. All right, let's get at it. 800-510-TALK. Chucker has the results at the box office in a moment here on Good Day.
This is Dan Tullis, and I just called
Joel Clark,
one of Select Quote Insurance Services' term life agents.
Hi, Mr. Tullis.
Joel, how does Select Quote save you money on term life insurance?
Well, buying term life insurance is all about choosing the right company. Let's say you take antidepressants or you smoke. All insurance companies are going to price that differently. We'll impartially shop all the companies we represent to find you the best price.
Can you give me an example?
Sure. I just got a man, 40 years old, who takes blood pressure medication, a $500,000 policy with a highly rated insurance company. His price, $21 a month.
Call 1-800-914-2995 and see how affordable term life insurance can be. That's 1-800-914-2995. 1-800-914-2995. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issuing company and other factors. Not available in all states.
All right, so Chucker, what did you see?
I went to see Abraham Lincoln Vampire Hunter, Doug.
I hear that's actually pretty good.
You know, I was actually surprised that it was better than I thought it would be, because they play it totally straight. The author did a lot of research on Lincoln, and it almost feels, I know it sounds weird, but it almost feels like you're watching a biopic about Lincoln, and then around the edges, he leads a secret life hunting vampires. Some of the action sequences I thought were bombastic. The CGI was too much, but the intimate scenes I thought worked well, and the lead actor's name is Benjamin Walker. It's like watching a young Liam Neeson. He actually played in a movie with Liam Neeson called Tinsley, where he played the younger Liam Neeson character. He looks like him, he acts like him, and I think he's got potential to have a decent career. So I give the movie like a 7 out of 10.
All right, so where are we? Where are we? We've got about 15.
The number one film was Pixar's Brave, $66.7 million, to place number one. Madagascar 3, second, $20 million over the weekend, $157 million in 2 weeks of release. Abraham Lincoln will be underperformed, 16.7. Prometheus, fourth, $10 million, 108 in 3 weeks. And Snow White and the Huntsman round out the top five, $137 million in 4 weeks of release.
All right, David, what was the name of the movie we had the audio from?
Cocoon.
It was Cocoon. You are correct. On this date in 1981, Superman 2 set the all-time one-day record at the theaters. Interesting.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.